It's Saturday afternoon, and Yuzinki resident Fred Shanigan is sitting in a line of idling trucks, waiting off to one side of the Kodiak Pier. Everyone in this line lives in the remote villages of Yuzinki and Port Lions, and they're waiting to load up for the MV Testamina's last run of the season.
Just gotta make sure you have a lot of canned goods and like the paper towel and toilet paper, that kind of thing.
Shanigan's truck bed is piled high, with suitcases, cardboard boxes, and even a bulk package of paper towels. With no ferry service for more than 3 months, he says he'll still be able to make shopping trips to town, but it'll be more expensive. A little further down the line, Port Lions resident Melvin Skortsov is bringing his boat back to the village after getting it fixed up in town. In winters like these, when frozen bays make boating over impossible, ferry travel is the safest way for people in Port Lions to get into town.
It's really terrible, since with no service over there in Port Lions for that long, it makes it extremely hard in the winter months. You can't come by boat, and it's expensive to have to fly over.
When it's running, Skortsov says he uses the ferry 2 to 3 times a month to get into Kodiak. That's not uncommon. A lot of village residents will schedule their lives around the sailing schedule, making trips for groceries and car repairs, collecting building supplies, or bringing an elder who isn't comfortable flying into town for a doctor's appointment. Skortsov says most people in Port Lions have a similar feeling about the winter service gap.
Like, we're all getting the short end of the stick out of this deal somehow, that there's got to be other solutions to this, you know, to be able to rectify the situation.
Village residents are used to unpredictable ferry schedules, weather cancellations, delays, a vessel needs repairs, and so on. Winter service gaps are common too, but at more than 3 months, this year's gap is particularly long. Part of the reason for the gap is that both the vessels that service the island, the Testamina and the Kennecott, are scheduled to be in overhaul for repairs at the same time this year. Department of Transportation and Public Facilities spokesperson Meadow Bailey told KMXT in September that overhauls happen every year, but repairs for the 22-year-old Kennecott and the 56-year-old Testamina are more extensive this year. A nearly one-third cut to the Alaska Marine Highway System budget last year has also resulted in a significantly pared-down sailing schedule. Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget for next fiscal year includes slightly more money for AMHS than this year's budget, but DOT is already warning that coastal Alaska residents will continue to see long service gaps. Senator Gary Stevens, who represents many Gulf communities, including Kodiak, says the proposed allocation isn't good enough.
We need to put more money into it, and we also need to address the fact that the vessels are getting older, so we need to replace the Testamina that's over 50 years old. But if you've noticed that at this point, over half the fleet has been tied up for various reasons.
Stopping in at the ticketing office, Testamina Captain John Mayer says for the next few months, he'll miss stopping in Kodiak and seeing his usual passengers, many of whom he knows by name.
They're very patient people. They put up with it. They don't like it. People in Kodiak don't like it, but, well, we have no choice at this time.
Half an hour later, with all the vehicles loaded up, the crew folds up the gangway, and Captain Mayer yells a goodbye down to the ferry office staff.
Keep our spot warm. This is our spot. Don't give it away.
Okay. Nobody can moor here while you're gone.
And just as they push off, Mayer honks out a Morse code letter K on the Testamina's whistle. The next ferry to stop in Kodiak will be the Kennecott on April 25th. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.